Colin Hampton from the Unemployed Workers Centre.
Yeah, thank you very much. And of course, I bring greetings from the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centres based in Chesterfield. It was interesting, a few weeks ago, we were up at Wortley Hall showing a film about the miners' strike, a film that was made in Chesterfield on the 25th anniversary. And in that film, somebody was recalling the fact that just before the miners' strike, people were saying that because there were a lot of young people, young men in that industry, that they weren't up for the fight, that they wouldn't be able to carry on a strike. They were wrong in 84, 85. Those men stayed out for over a year. And they're wrong now because the students today have shown, as the people have said, the students wouldn't have the fight, but you've proved them wrong. And it has been an amazing experience to see. All those people who said that students were too busy doing other things to be worried about occupations anymore, to be bothered about taking on the establishment when they came in with cuts, you've proved them wrong. Now, the Unemployed Workers' Centres, I don't know how much you know about them, I'm not going to bore you with a long history, but we're a campaigning organisation in North Derbyshire, and we campaign to give a voice to people who are unemployed and on benefits. And unemployment is not really a great place to be in 2010. When I left university, I faced faced 2 years on the dole after I graduated. I graduated in 1980 at the time, again, when there was mass unemployment. I thought that benefits were crap then. I thought that actually trying to live on benefits was absolutely hopeless then. But since 1979 to 2010, Job Seekers Allowance, or Unemployment Benefit as it was then, if it had have gone up in line with the increases in average wages, instead of in the way it goes up now is actually less than inflation, Job Seekers Allowance would be twice what it is today. Someone who's over 25, it's 65 quid a week. If you happen to go on the dole, if you're coming out of university, it'll be 50, if you're under 25, it'll be £52 a week. Job Seekers Allowance, if it had have increased at the rate with wages, would be over £120 now. Now, £120 ain't great, but it just shows the way in which the aspirations of people have been eroded. At the same time as benefits have gone down, public perception of benefits is that they're better and people are more well off now than they ever were. It just shows the incredible, the way in which the media has portrayed people on benefits. We have the lowest benefit rates in Western Europe. But coupled with that, when I came out of university and had a period of unemployment at that time, you weren't at that time forced to take any job. If you join the dole queue after 13 weeks, you'll be forced to take any job with the threat of benefit sanctions. And every week within the Unemployed Workers' Centre, we get a troop of people coming in, usually those that they can easily pick on, those who are inarticulate, do not have good reading and writing skills. Those are the people who will be sanctioned. And sanction means that they lose the money for 2 weeks, and it can be get up to 26 weeks. So, coupled with this, we've now got the problems with housing benefit. And should you again leave university and enter the dole queue, I'm afraid it's going to be having to go home to mum, because the chances of you being able to afford to live with the changes that are being made, to be able to rent a property where they're going to say now it's a one-bedroom flat and a 50 quid limit, you look round and see where you can get that sort of accommodation, I'm afraid it's going back to mum. And I think back to when I graduated, if the idea of me going back to live with my parents, as much as I love them, I didn't want to go back and stay and live with my parents. And so the life that that's out there, I mean, obviously, with the situation as regards unemployment, even before the problems that we're facing now where people will be dissuaded from staying on in education. The alternative out there is bleak, with youth unemployment being absolutely huge, and 20% and in some areas more than that. And so the competition for jobs is going to be absolutely horrific. And the problems that it faces to people who graduate and then they come out of university and your first experience of working life is lots and lots of rejections for jobs. What that does to people's mental health is absolutely horrific. And I went down to Nottingham last week to speak with a group of people who were trying to set up a claimants' union in Nottingham. And amongst them were a lot of people, a lot of students who'd had trouble getting jobs afterwards and had suffered from mental health experiences and then were trying to get themselves back on the feet and were trying to work with others to form a claimants' union. It's a horrific world out there. Now, the unemployed workers' centres are fighting all the time for on the issue of unemployment and benefits, but also now we have the problem of the people who have, are on incapacity benefit or people who are on the sick. 2.5 million people are going to be migrated from incapacity benefit onto the new employment and support allowance. And the problems that these benefits have thrown up are absolutely horrific. We were down in London in November protesting outside the Department of Work and Pensions with a group of people who had suffered at the hands of this new work capability assessment. It was largely ignored by the national media, and then they wonder why people then resort to violence when you make protests which never get heard by the media because they will not accept. And they will not listen to the voice of people who are under the cosh. Now, the cases that people went down with were unbelievable. A guy, a postman from North Derbyshire, worked in the mines for 20 years and as a postman for 19 years. He had a heart attack. He was faced with the problem. He had a heart surgery, bypass surgery, and he was off work for 10 months. The Royal Mail wanted him off the books. So they got Atos Healthcare, a multinational company that does this sort of work for the big companies. They did a health analysis on him, and they wrote a report saying this man will never work again up until his retirement. So they medically retired him. 4 weeks later, he went for the work capability assessment with guess who? Atos Healthcare, who've got the £500 million contract from government. He scored 0 points on the work capability assessment, was thrown off the benefit, back on job seekers allowance. The same firm who knew what the Royal Mail wanted, they wanted him off the books, so they found him, he'd never work again. 4 weeks later, and they know that the government doesn't want to pay him any benefits, so they throw him off the benefit. That's bad. But then, only a few weeks ago, we represented a guy at an appeal who again had heart failure. It took him nearly a year to hear his appeal on his case. He'd received 6 points, which wasn't enough to get the benefit. We won the appeal. He got his back money, but as soon as he finished that appeal, he got another letter calling him for a work capability assessment. The worker who represented him looked in the Derbyshire Times a few weeks later and saw him in the obituaries column. We've since found out he died the day before he was due to go into his work capability assessment. 2 days after he died, the DWP sent his widow a letter saying because he hadn't turned up for his work capability assessment, he was going to be denied benefit. Nothing that the government has done with the Harrington report on this work capability assessment is going to stop any of this happening. And this will face 2.5 million people who are going to be moved from incapacity benefit onto this new benefit in order to join the massive ranks of the dole queue. Now, I don't need to tell you that this doesn't need to happen. There is, I don't need to tell you that there is an alternative and another world is possible. I'm sure you all being students that you're perfectly aware of that. But we've really got to join these all the issues that are taking place, we've got to join together. And I'm glad that Martin's here talking about the Sheffield Anti-Cuts Alliance, because it will only be by bringing all these issues together that we will be able to win. None of us can win this on our own. And I mean, I'm a veteran of many, many demonstrations, but when I was saw the students' demonstration in London, and I was looking on a website of the placards that were shown on the demonstration, I thought, I've been to hundreds and hundreds of demonstrations, but it was the best placard I'd ever seen, where there was a guy walking in London, and he'd got a placard, homemade placard, which just said, "University student or drug dealer, your decision." I thought that should have been on the front of the Daily Mail, the Daily Express, and all these other papers. Because the situation is thus, that people are trying, you're all at university, and there are lots and lots of students have aspirations to get to university in the future. What faces them if they don't go to university at the moment is a world out there of benefit cuts, of huge pressure on people who are out of work. And as has been pointed out, there's a sort of society that this government is trying to create with huge wealth and then massive poverty is going to create that society where we're going to be frightened of our comrades, we're going to be frightened of everybody in the street because of the sort of world that they're about to create. We've got to stop it. We've got to join together. I can assure you that the Unemployed Workers' Centres will support you in all your efforts and campaigns, and I would hope that you would also support us. We will be staging many campaigns and many demonstrations outside job centres in the coming months. I will let you know what we're doing. If you can get people down there to join us, we would love to see you. Thank you very much.